join us online as we stream. You can catch any of our services on Facebook, YouTube, or at www.rdci.info. We might not be able to gather in the building, but you can still get to church. Stream on Sundays at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesdays at 12 noon and 7 p.m. And ladies, catch Women's Bible Study on Facebook, Fridays at 12 noon. Thank you for listening to the Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. We'd love to have you at any of our three campuses. In Columbia, join us at 3506 Broad River Road. If you're in Orangeburg, meet us at 990 Willington Drive. In Florence, join us at 1507 West King Avenue. For more information, including service times, visit rdci.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast. Today's message is Out of Your Mind by Bishop Herbert Bailey.
Isaiah 55, verse 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Then going to 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. For the sake of time, going right to verse 14 through 16. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Or some preachers would say spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. And focus on verse 16. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the what? The mind of Christ. One more as a foundation. Philippians 2 and verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Philippians 2 and 5. Saturday before last, on Saturday evening, I started a message, which planned to be one message, called Out of Your Mind. Come on, this is a positive thing. I know some of y'all are scared, but if you didn't catch up to the message, it's a positive thing. Catch somebody's eyes and tell them, you must be out of your mind. Out of your mind. Because to believe, receive the supernatural, to receive miracles, and to do the supernatural, we must be out of our minds. And when I say out of my minds, as we see in the scriptures here, I'm distinguishing between the natural mind and the spiritual mind. Our natural minds, which are educated, which are conditioned by socialization of what you're around. Our natural minds are limited. But if we're going to operate in the earth, not only receive the supernatural, but do the supernatural. You want to hear me? I started talking about that several years back. But when I did that series a couple years ago, one of the things I pointed out is that God does not really merely want us as Christians to receive the supernatural, God wants us to do the supernatural. Say that. Say, I'm supposed to be doing the supernatural. Now, many times when we hear that, we think, yeah, you're a pastor, you're a bishop, you're Pastor Mark, you're real spiritual. And people preaching around the country, they're supposed to do the supernatural. No, believers are supposed to be receivers of the supernatural, but also conduits for the supernatural. But in order to do the supernatural, we got to be out of our minds, because our minds are too limited to the natural. I showed this last Wednesday, so hopefully many of you caught up. I don't have time to go through everything that I started this, but let me just give you some highlights. Is that our minds are too limited for us to operate as God desires us to operate in the earth. You can't believe, receive, and do the supernatural unless you're out of your mind. You have to get out of your head. I gave the example, Pastor Marshall and I, we went on a ski trip one time because, you know, I'm not as adventurous as I used to be. We were somewhere recently, we saw couples and who were parasailing, and they were talking about how exciting it was. I said, God bless you. God bless you. When I was young, I used to say, well, when I was younger, you know, Elder Pooza, us young men, you know. When I was younger, I used to say, one day I'm going to go skydiving, I'm going to go parasailing, I'm going to go mountain climbing. No, that's when I was younger. Now I got too many responsibilities and I got to be here to tell folk what happened. But I saw some people parasailing and sometimes we look at those things. We say, boy, Norda, you must be out of your mind. Because your natural mind can't see you taking that kind of risk. When Pastor Marshall and I, we went on a ski trip, they taught us on the bunny slopes, which is the little kiddie slopes, where they first teach you how to ski so you can, before you go on the big one. By the end of the day, I made it up to the big one. Almost went off a cliff, but I was able to turn just in time. Praise God. Again. Pastor Marshall never made it to the big, she just stayed on the bunny slope. But on the bunny slope, they had this like a barrier bar. And she just kept running into it. And I don't care where she was. She would just slide. I would say, turn your feet. Turn. Remember what they said? Turn. She would just go, boom, and she would split that bar. Did it about 3 times. I couldn't understand. And know why? Because she was in her head. It wasn't that it was a magnet on her that was attracting her to this. She was all in her head. And sometimes our head makes us do things we shouldn't do. And our head, our minds, keep us from doing things that we should do. Romans 8, 6 and 7 tells us to be carnally minded, which is merely natural minded, is death. It separates us from the supernatural, God's way of doing things. But to be spiritually minded, so when we talk being out of your mind, we're talking about getting out of your natural mind and getting your spiritual mind. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity, it's opposed, it's the antithesis of the supernatural. The carnal mind is enmity against God. It is not subject to the laws of God. To the law of God. Neither indeed can it be. So if you're going to operate in the law of God. Oh, and the law of God is supernatural law. Oh, this is so good. If you're going to operate in supernatural law, you got to get out of your mind. Because your natural mind is not subject. It's not conducive. It does not receive. It does not do, it does not agree with supernatural law. Supernatural ways of doing things. Neither indeed can it be. Those verses from the Amplified make it real plain. It says, Romans 8, 6 and 7, the Amplified. Now the mind of the flesh, here we go, which is sense and reason without the Holy Spirit. Your natural mind is limited to sense. What you can see, what you can smell, what you can taste, what you can hear, what you can touch. See how I did that? Because I used to always forget them. So I learned how to do that. What you can see, what you can smell, what you can taste, what you can hear, and what you can touch. See, that's how you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I used to always forget. Well, forgetting one. I learned to do that. What you can see, what you can smell, what you can taste, what you can hear, and what you can touch. That's your natural mind. And if it's not obvious to one of those senses, our natural mind refutes it. Says it's not real. It can't see what it does not see. It cannot hear what it does not hear. It cannot taste what it does not taste. It cannot smell what it does not smell. It cannot touch what it does not physically touch. The mind of the flesh, which is sense and reason without the Holy Spirit, is death. Death that comprises all the miseries arising from sin, both here and hereafter. But the mind of the Holy Spirit is life and soul peace, both now and forever. That is because the mind of the flesh, with its carnal thoughts and purposes, is hostile to God. It does not submit itself to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. Now, the prior chapter in Romans 7, where Paul talks about the war between the flesh and the spirit, he ends that discussion and says something like this. He said, with my mind, I serve the law of God, but with my flesh, I serve the law of sin. So there, he's just saying, with my spiritual mind, with my renewed mind, I can operate in the law of God. When he says, with my mind, I serve the law of Christ, he's not saying the natural mind, because the natural mind is enmity. It's opposed. It's hostile to the law of God. So we got to get out of our minds to believe, receive, and do what God wants us to be. Just like the Wright brothers had to be out of their mind to believe the man going to fly like a bird. We don't think of it like that, okay? I mentioned that JFK, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, stood before Congress in May 25th, 1961, and addressed Congress and announced his goal of putting a man on the moon by the end of the decade. If I remember correctly, it was 1968. And I'm sure many people said, this man is out of his mind. This young man, at that time he was the youngest president we ever had. This young man is out of his mind to think that man is going to be able to go to the moon, because the natural mind could not see a way of doing that. He had to think beyond the natural, set goals beyond what had naturally been done. And we saw that even in Genesis 11 and 6, when God speaks of the children of Babel, getting ready to build the monument to heaven. He says in Genesis 11 and 6, and now nothing will be restrained from them. Nothing that they imagine to do will be restrained from them. God even recognized if they ever get out of their natural minds, if they can imagine. And your imagination gives you pictures of what you don't see in the natural. Your imagination causes you to see what you don't see. Your imagination gives you an idea of what your faith can produce. And sometimes, well, we are too busy operating in imagery than in our imagination. Imagery, what we see. Imagination is what our mind can see. Your imagination is God's given tools so you can see beyond your sight, dream beyond your means, and think beyond your mind. So when we're out of our minds, many times we are, watch this, unreasonable. Unreasonable. Because remember, that's the natural mind. Reason and sense knowledge. But when we operate out of our mind with the mind of Christ, because his thoughts are what? Higher than our thought. Now, the reason why I connected Isaiah 55 with 1 Corinthians is because Isaiah 55, it talks about his thoughts being higher than our thoughts, his ways being higher than our ways. But we can't limit it to that as New Testament believers. Because that used to be, because when you really look at that in context, he said, let the wicked man forsake his ways, and let the unrighteous man forsake his thoughts. Why? Because my thoughts are higher than your thoughts, wicked man. My ways are higher than your ways, unrighteous man. But we're not the wicked. We are the righteousness of God. So if his thoughts are higher than the thoughts of the wicked man, and the unregenerated man, and the unrighteous man, once I become righteous, now I get his thoughts. Because now I have what? So every day I got to choose, as I live this life and walk this life of faith, am I going to be limited by my natural mind or am I going to operate out of my mind? Am I going to forsake my ways and operate in his ways? Now, you got to understand, just because you're a believer don't mean you operate out of your mind. Most believers who believe Jesus died and rose again and receive the gospel as history don't receive the reality of a present help God. Oh, yeah. It's a whole lot of people preaching about, yeah, Jesus died, and he died. And on third day, he rose with all power in his hand. They related to 2,000 years ago, but they don't necessarily believe you can be healed today. They preach the word and consent to the word as history, not as present reality. But David said, he said, what? Very present help in trouble. So you can't just receive the word as history. So my spiritual mother, Mother Bailey, the one who taught me and a lot of things I still teach today, foundational truths, particularly about consecration and holiness and anointing and all those things that I got as my foundation from her, that if I go to preach to y'all today, y'all going to leave the church because y'all ain't trying to do all that today. Really, y'all ain't trying to do it. Don't take all that. But I wouldn't be where I am today if I didn't get the teaching that said it's going to take that for you. But when I said that, when I was terminated and separated from my second employment, and Lord told me to not to get another job, but to only do ministry with a church of 20 people. Mother Bailey, affectionately known to me as Aunt Bertha, said, yeah, but you got four children. I said, see, what you gonna do? I said, I'm gonna trust God and just do ministry. But you got four children. I said, I know I got four children. I see them, I hear them right now. Well, what are you going to do? I said, I'm just going to do what God told me to do. Trust God. But you have a wife and four. She could not get out of her mind. She could not reason, or she was reasoning that it does not make sense that you could have provision to take care of a wife and four children with a church of 20 people. It was unreasonable, which means I wasn't counting the people. Because if I was in my natural mind, I would agree 20 people cannot provide for me and my family. But I wasn't looking to the 20 people. I was looking to the God who created the 20 people. I was looking to the God who sent the 20 people. Oh, if there's 20, there's 200. Not only I was even looking, I was just believing. I don't know where it's coming from. Because God told me very early, he said, this is not your church is not, your church is not your job. Your church is your assignment. You complete your assignment, I take care of you. You go where I tell you to go. Sit, go where I tell you to go. Do what I tell you to do. I take care of you. Don't look where you're going for them to provide for you. That's why Jesus told the disciples, go out. He said, don't take scrip. Don't take coat. Don't take anything extra. He said, just go and watch me provide for you. And they came back and he said, did you lack anything? They said, nothing. In their natural minds, it made no sense. And Jesus was forcing them to get beyond their natural mind. Look at somebody, you got to be out of your mind. Got to be out of your mind. Come, if you're going to live this supernatural life, you're going to have to be out of your mind. Because human reason is the antithesis of faith. That's why 2 Corinthians 10:4 says from the New Living Translation that our God's weapons, which are not worldly weapons, they knock down strongholds of human reasoning. Not those strongholds of human reasoning will limit you to the natural. Knocks down the strongholds of human reasoning and destroys false arguments. So then I started going to some examples. I want to go a little bit further, so we can just really see this in the scripture and grasp this from a spiritual perspective. I gave you some examples in the scriptures of people who were out of their minds. Jacob, Genesis 30, 32 through 33. Jacob was out of his mind to think that he could get rich and will not need his father-in-law to pay him anything. Don't need your salary. Don't need your promises. Woo, Jesus. Look at somebody and say, sometimes you got to go for yourself. You got to go for yourself. He said, listen, I'm trying to work for you. This ain't working. You're a cheater. You're a liar. You done changed my wages 7 times. Now, when it said, this is so good. When the Bible says that Laban changed changed Jacob's wages 7 times, that don't mean he gave him 7 raises. That meant he never paid him what he said he was going to pay him and kept changing it and reducing it. Then he wasn't going forward working for him. He was going backwards. And God said, I'm going to show you a way out. Woo, Jesus. I'm going to show you how to stop working for the man. And God gave him a dream that was out of his mind, that went beyond anything in the natural. He says to his father-in-law said, okay, let's give me another chance. Let's work it out. We can negotiate. He said, no, I don't need to give me anything. Just give me all the rejects you got. Those black sheep, those speckled ones, goats, the ones that are odd, that nobody wants. Watch this. The ones you can't even sacrifice. Because when you sacrifice to God, you have to bring one without spot or blemish. Give me all the ones you don't want, the rejects. Can I tell you? Oh, just so good. When you're out of your mind, God will show you, give you wisdom through trash. When you get out of your mind, God will show you how to profit where other folks think you can only plummet. Because he said, I am the God that teacheth thee to profit. If he got to teach us to profit, that means it's not an MBA that's going to do it in your situation. I will show you how to have more money than month. I will show you how to succeed despite your race, despite your sex, despite the culture. I will show you how to make your way prosperous and have good success. But you got to get out of your mind. See, as long as you're in your mind, you say, but I don't have education. See, that's your mind. But nobody in my family ever, see, that's you in your head, you in your mind. But nobody in my family, but nobody from where I came from, but I just don't see how. No. God said, if you allow me to teach you to profit, get out of your natural mind and receive the mind of Christ. He said, I can do what I did with Jacob. Jacob said, okay, let me just go through and let me take all the rejects, all the spotted ones, the sheep and the goats that speckled and spotted, along with all the black sheep, New Living Translation. He said, give me these as my wages. In the future, when you check on the animals you've given me as my wages and you see that I've been honest, if you find any in the flock without speckles and without spots or any sheep that are not black, then you know I've stolen them from you and those are yours. And he came back in time. Look, somebody say, you got to give it time. Got to give it time. Come and see that's the seed time and harvest. Sometimes we don't want to give that thing time. He came back. And he saw all he had was speckled and spotted sheep and goats, the ones that are not supposed to produce. The ones that are not supposed to produce. The ones that are not supposed to produce. The Bible says about the children of Israel that the more Pharaoh pressed them, the harder he put labor on them, the more they increased. Can I tell you, when you get out of your mind, God will cause you to increase where everybody else is failing. God will cause you to keep going forward where everybody else is stopping. God will cause you to thrive where everybody else can't even survive. Peter, come here, Peter, the old preacher used to say. Come here, Peter. Matthew 14, 25 through 29, the fourth watch of the night. Between 3 and 6 in the morning, some translations said it was 4 o'clock in the morning. Jesus went unto them. I'm going to come back to that next week. Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it's a spirit. And they cried out for fear. That's what that means. Didn't mean they're going, oh, hallelujah, Shandai. Look at God. No, they're going, They cried out because they were scared. 27. But straightway Jesus spake to them, saying, Hakuna Matata. Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. And Peter answered and said, Lord, Cletus, is that you? I'm sorry, y'all, Jesus. That wasn't the anointing. And Peter answered and said, Lord, if that's you, bid me come unto you on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, Peter was out of his mind. Let me add, I don't know if he was from South Carolina, I don't know what his roots was, but he was out of his cotton picking mind. When he was come down, he came down out of the ship. I've been on the back part of just the deck. I have what's called deck boat. I've been on the back deck of my boat, but I never came down off the boat into the water. Peter came down because he was out of his mind. His natural mind would have never let him come. There is nothing natural about stepping out on water. He was out of his mind.
The natural mind goes against God. It opposes God's way of doing things. If you believe for supernatural things, do the supernatural, and receive the supernatural, you must be out of your mind. In this series, Bishop Herbert Bailey teaches us how to get out of our natural mind and to have the mind of Christ. To order this message, call 877-798-5433 or order online at www.rightdirection.info. Ask for Out of Your Mind. As we continue to socially distance, be sure to stay connected with us online. Stream our services on Facebook and YouTube, as well as rdci.info via the Watch Live tab. Sunday morning services are at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. on YouTube, Facebook, and our website. Wednesday Bible study airs at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday, women's Bible study airs at 12 noon via Facebook Live. Consider connecting with us as a partner or an iChurch member. More information about our partnership and iChurch member services can be found on our website at rdci.info. For consistent updates and encouragement, connect with us on social media through Facebook at Right Direction Church International and on Twitter and Instagram at @TheRDCI. Right Direction Ministries, transforming lives and impacting generations.